announcements before we begin the Spiritually Challenged Show. Our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood. Tonight, we have some bit of news of dealing with Apple. No, not Apple. Wow. More like Disney using AI, as well as the fact that Walmart is trying to cap what someone is rightly deserved from out of their EEOC discrimination case, which Johnny's here.
Yeah.
And
AI is kicking my butt right now.
I believe it. And I would not want to know what would happen if Apple got AI, but hopefully that never comes to pass. But on the other hand, Disney using AI just in artificial intelligence to meet their diversity standards, which they're not addressing those with different abilities. Yet they're going to use a program to basically pick out which screenwriters are able to basically meet their requirements on checking all those boxes. Isn't there a bit of an issue having a computer program or just basically say, pick out which screenwriters would be the best to promote, best to have within their brand? Because it seems like there's a lot that's missing here.
Yeah,
when we know that there's really not that many people properly represented on screen with different abilities. So what does this make? How does this even suffice to say? Having the ability to
come on
be properly represented on screen. Yes, there's always the need for more diversity. But who really is going to be represented on screen? That's my biggest issue that I could see coming with Disney's new AI. There's definitely a need for more diversity. How many more times can we see people be underrepresented on screen? And the key is that they're going to be relying on a computer program to basically meet their standards. What do you think about this?
See, I'm not sure about this. I can tell you right now, like, this AI is really kicking my butt right now.
No, I believe it.
It's like I keep trying to connect, like, nope.
It's a pain.
It's a pain in the butt.
And when we think of AI, isn't it a bit about, like, Big Brother or, like, something out of a sci-fi movie? When does AI and properly representing people on screen make a... When does it actually come into effect? And how many times are people going to end up being underrepresented on screen because whomever's program this is could also have their own biases too, which I personally think there's a bit of a need is this really going to matter? And how much is it going to matter? Johnny, what are your thoughts?
Let's see.
Yep, you're on. Johnny, what are your thoughts with this whole AI proper representation? How in the world is this going to actually
This is not going to be a good thing, like, and I'm here.
Yeah.
Because how does the computer actually know?
Uh-huh. Right. Not unless they're going to heavily rely on data, which data could only do so much. Along with how many people are actually going to rely on this, and how many people are really going to have it actually matter to the point of being acceptable for those who want to be on screen when relying on data from just a computer at that point. Computers could get things wrong too.
Yeah.
And how many times have we seen bugs and issues just because there's a problem? How many times have we seen the struggles with, hey, let's use software that is new. Yes, it's beta testing, but not all software is created equal. And what more can people do when they want to be represented on screen? It's not cut and dry either. And having people be having just issues with this whole, I could see a lot of people, either they'll strive and strive to just be represented on screen, and then it's also those casting directors who may or may not want them, who might feel the opposite, who might want the name any actor that played a role with that involved different abilities. we could think about that too, especially when it comes to having actors be properly represented. And how many people will actually It's almost like how many actors could play these roles with different abilities and not have them. Al Pacino, Jamie Foxx. How many people will actually be able to have these roles and be properly portrayed, too? There's a certain point where the expectation kind of needs to be of how to better portray these roles and meet the standards, not be the person that thinks it's okay to have roles and be very not being able to properly be represented is the issue. There needs to be a cast across the board who's actually going to who they're looking for with these roles.
It's like, how's the computer now?
Right. And what if someone who author could be, author might have a role that would suit, but what if we don't know what this whole artificial intelligence will do when people are submitting different shows? We saw Speechless get canceled. We saw how many shows and series get canceled.
Got canceled, like, what, after, like, 3 seasons?
Mm-hmm. It would be different having, like, or just having the series that could be properly represented accurately represent the groups that are going to be affected by this whole AI. Yes, they want a way to better serve those serve those with different abilities and different groups. But how likely is an AI going to benefit a group when there's so many people out there that want to be represented on screen? And seeing this new software, it leaves me with more questions.
Like, how's this gonna work?
Mm-hmm. Especially when there's a lot of when this leads to one positive step. But it could also lead to more questions on the casting end and those who are auditioning for these roles, too. It's just a matter of who's really going to be who they deem appropriate to be on screen as well. Because there could be those Eddie Redmaynes, there could be these big names just to get people in seats. And it potentially won't change the outcome of the upcoming actors as well.
It's like that guy who played alongside Bryan Cranston. What's his name?
Oh,
their name. That's how it's probably going to be. Maybe like
the actor who played alongside Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad. He's an advocate with representation in Hollywood and really speaking out about this as well.
So we definitely need more people to step up to the plate here.
Yeah. And it's a great, and then more people who are able to speak out and express the need for having the ability to be on screen, the better off thing, more progress will be made without the misrepresentation of minorities and disability group, and those with different abilities are minority as well.
Right.
So having more discussion of representation on screen, more diversity, I see having the ability to have people reading the scripts and screenplays and teleplays will only benefit the production houses in the end. Because there's a lot of actors who want to be out there. Because Speechless did do something, really did raise the bar. Wasn't there other series on A&E as well?
Yeah.
It's Born This Way, I think it is. Yeah. So if Disney is trying to meet the standards and strike up more diversity, I think what they need to do is take a cue from A&E and really see that more people could watch those series as well without any judgments, and really seeing how alike people are instead of the differences. And what differences people have will only bring us together in the end. Because we're not so different from each other. Yes, people might have different ways of learning or different struggles that they face. However, we all face struggles. There's always something that people are striving to achieve. Yes, it might end up where some people struggle and have a stutter or struggle to speak and having trouble get their words out. It could lead to more opportunities than not. And the more opportunities that are given could only benefit those production houses in the end. And the more awareness to the lack of diversity and how there have been issues of discrimination on screen with whitewashing, which has been around with different Disney movies like Aladdin, which is really difficult to say, and having, or not difficult to say, but very difficult to discuss when knowing that Hollywood could go about doing things their own way when there are people out there that can and will want to do things and have that ability in the end to want go out for those roles. And our last topic of the night, Walmart has, we all remember the whole discrimination case with the worker from Pennsylvania.
I remember that.
The case has gone to court, and they ruled in the person's favor. However, Walmart doesn't want to have to pay out $200,000 in compensation and $5 million punitive damages. So now they're trying to cap hit what he's supposed to, what the courts have deemed appropriate. At that point, how much do you, and the fact that there are companies that think that it's all well and good to do this, they should take responsibility. Yes, they might feel the need to cap the what he deserves, but in the end, what they have done does come with a price, and it does impact him with what he faced. What are your thoughts on this case now coming to a head where now they are going to be paying him out damages for the EEOC violation?
See, you know Walmart's probably going to do something about it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a good thing either.
I know. It seems like Walmart just wants to pay less for something that they knowingly did, which impacts someone else.
And that's sad.
Yeah. And for those wanting to apply to Walmart with different abilities, this case definitely looks like there's a major challenge on hand because they don't want to pay out what the courts deemed appropriate. It's not just a cut and dry situation. This makes an impact, and the impact is definitely,
it's a big one.
Can be seen. And what will this impact actually do for those who want to work there potentially?
Like, is it going to look good or is it going to look bad on them?
Because capping someone's compensation, which the courts deemed appropriate, makes me wonder how much Walmart doesn't want to pay out, let alone the fact that Walmart's it's all about cutting prices when they shouldn't be cutting. They shouldn't be doing things to hinder their employees.
Exactly.
And having employees that literally are doing for their company makes me really think what's actually going on.
Like, what is going on in retail?
Yeah. And what is, how much is this actually do? And how much are people really going to, how much are people going to take note of what's going on? Not just the, not just letting things fly by, it's actually seeing the impact of their employees, of their, the way that they actually handle these situations. Are they going to just let people go on continually to do this, or are they going to learn that there's a need to have more of a change in thought and practice on that note? Because who really is going to be properly trained along with so many other other factors that come into account? You can't just think that it's going to be okay. Yes, things can be okay, but how much is Walmart going to learn? How much is Walmart going to step up for their employees who want to get ahead? What growth are they going to have in the end?
It's like before it comes back and bite them in the butt.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, we will be back next Monday. Same time, same place.
Hopefully my next Monday will be more awake.
I feel you there. And definitely stay tuned because we have a lot in store. And on that note, we'll see you. We'll see you next Monday. Definitely want to stay tuned. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.